Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your host, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, Lori, I think we're going to open up today. I don't have a joke. Gary, did you bring a joke?
A joke?
A joke? Two men walk into a building?
Yeah.
You would have thought they would have seen the building.
Oh my gosh.
Not bad on the fly.
Okay, corny jokes. I got corny jokes. That's all I have in my arsenal. But I thought it'd be good to start off with a little laugh here. Because, you know, we are still dealing with the same old things. You know, inflation, a down economy, higher taxes down the road. You know, they're all just feeding into all this uncertainty that's still around us. And especially for baby boomers. Gary likes to talk about baby boomers a lot, and we'll extend on that here a little bit further on into the show. But baby boomers that are about ready to retire or already retired. So there are lots of things that are going on, and a couple of questions that we're going to address, and we won't get too far into the explanation. That's because we want you to call our office to sit down and talk with us. But, you know, there's something that I was watching on the news this morning, and we've talked about it before, shrinkflation. You know, have you heard of this term yet?
Shrinkflation? No.
Yes. Very real.
Okay. So on some of our previous shows, we've talked about how some of the suppliers are getting more creative as we're paying more for things, right? Like such, maybe you might notice that the cereal boxes are getting a little taller with a little less in them at a higher cost.
The serving size has shrunk. Okay.
Yes. Or you might even notice Gatorade. Gatorade's had a size change, you know. It's gotten a little sleeker with a little less ounces in it at a higher cost. So these are all examples of what we're talking about when we mention shrinkflation, which is what we're dealing with through this inflationary period. Gary, with all the fluctuations that we are seeing, how much attention should we be paying for, or how much attention should we be paying to our own account balances
and statements?
In statements.
Well, you know, we say this almost every time we talk to people. Take a look at what your statements are showing you every month. That's how you judge whether you're growing or shrinking. For a lot of people right now, there's a big surprise on their statements if they haven't opened them in a couple of months, because we're in a tough time right now. You know, you talk about shrinkflation. The suppliers are trying to find a way that they don't have to look like they're raising prices, and you know, tick off their customers because they see more price increases. So the way to do that is make a smaller package that lowers their cost. So, you know, for us, when we're looking at our statements, I'd say always open the thing up and at least thumb through it. See if you are better or worse from one quarter to the next. You know, most people don't get monthly statements. They'll get them quarterly or semi-annually or annually. And that's what's important, because when you start looking at your statements, that's a way to judge whether you're growing, shrinking, or staying the same.
Right. So are there any other types of pieces of advice through these economic times, if you're not sure if you've got enough set aside, that you should be doing for an emergency savings? Like, how do you talk to people about that?
How do I talk to them about starting or when?
Emergency savings. How do you talk to people about making sure they have enough for an emergency savings?
The general rule on emergency savings is 6 months worth of expenses. Now, how many people can really sit down and say, I have six months worth of my complete expenses sitting in a bank account? First of all, when people come in, most of them struggle with being able to tell us how much their monthly expenses are. That's why we use a little budget sheet to say, hey, let's identify some of the costs that you have every month. Because I hate to give the reference that people live from paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people live from week to week or month to month. And for some people, it's, well, do I have enough money left in the checking account at the end of the month to pay some of the bills for next month? So it's important. It's important in anything you do to start as early as you can, because the earlier you start, the more options you have.
Sometimes it's daunting just to sit down and face it, and we encourage our radio program listeners to call for a complimentary consultation, a complimentary strategy session, even if it starts at making that budget, or a retirement review of your retirement that's already in place.
Right.
Let the folks at Relax and Retire Financial Services help you. But they can't help if you don't pick up the phone. It's as simple as placing a phone call saying you heard it on the radio and you'd like to make an appointment. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I think the hardest thing for most people is sitting down and figuring out which questions to ask to know where you are. Because when you start asking those questions, it kind of reveals some things that maybe you've been putting off or trying to ignore. And those are the things that we want to make you think about. Because when you find out exactly where you are, that's when we can start measuring how well we're doing. Because I'm going to probably say this every time we get on the air. You don't want to run out of money before you run out of life.
And you ask the questions for them. Part of the complimentary consultation is for you to sit down with the potential client and ask the important questions that they may not have thought of.
Sure.
That's right. You know, Lori, a lot of times pre-retirees and retirees kind of looked at their parents' vision of retirement being their retirement plan for rest and relaxation. But whenever they're asked about their own retirement and their own future, you know, sometimes we find that they don't see the retirement lifestyle today the same as they did when they saw their mom and dad retire. You know, and they're looking at a different age that would help define the new chapters in their life when they start, you know, and about maybe 3 in 5 still want to work while in retirement because they still want to stay busy. They don't want to become stagnant. You know, some others feel the responsibility to help out their kids or their grandkids still. And then rather than just viewing it as an extended vacation, some of them are seeing the beginning of the end. That sounds really drastic, doesn't it? The beginning of the end. But it's really not. It's a new chapter. It's a new beginning. And the way that I kind of like to think about that is you're not starting from the beginning. You're starting with experience the next time around. So that's kind of how I try to look at it. You know, because, I mean, you want to think about the best period in your life. And that's retirement. And so, Gary, in doing that, what's one common piece of advice during retirement? I think that you like to share is making sure that you have enough set aside. But what kind of questions should we be asking ourselves in order to do that? What kind of reevaluation should we be doing to help answer the question?
Well, the first question you need to ask yourself is, how much do I need to be able to afford my retirement? And that kind of goes back to starting as early as you can. The earlier you start, the more years you have to try and accumulate either money or investments or, you know, different things that you're going to be able to draw on when you get to the point that you want to say that you're ready to retire. You know, more people today are retiring at a younger age than ever before. Statistically, more people are electing to start taking Social Security at 62 now than almost any other age, because some of them have been forced out of jobs. COVID's eliminated some jobs. People have health issues that may eliminate their ability to work. So you have to know how much you're going to spend before you can start planning any type of budget. You know, because if you don't know what you're spending, you don't know how much you're going to have to draw to make your money last the rest of your life. And it goes back to, let's don't run out of money before you run out of life. That's what we help people really hone in on. We show people how to take the money they have and make it last their entire life. Not only their entire life, but if they're married, for the entire life of their spouse, so that you don't run out of money before you run out of life.
Yeah, Gary, you know, I mean, just keep in mind that if you haven't reached a certain financial goal yet, you know, don't panic. Remember, it really is about your own personal timeline.
Don't panic. Just pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services to take advantage of an offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. Or perhaps you'd rather request seats to an upcoming seminar. Either way, it takes action. Make that call, even if you're listening on the weekend. Call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Because, you know, we can't control the economy. You know, we can't control whether there's a recession. Those are bigger issues that are going to be there facing everyone all their life. You know, we've had expansive times before, we've had contracting times, we've had recessions, we've had depressions, and depending on when you're getting ready to retire, that's what you're going to deal with. So we tell people, don't worry, you know, just take a look at where you are and try to make prudent decisions. I learned that when I was learning to fly. The first thing they tell you is, when the engine stops in your airplane, don't panic. You're not going to crash right then, most likely. Find the problem, fix the problem, because if you let the plane, now this isn't a small plane, if you let go, the plane will fly itself for a few minutes while you're trying to figure out what went wrong. Same thing in your retirement plan. You know, this year, what are we dealing with? Inflation. Inflation is higher this year than it's been in 40 years. 40 years. Yeah, I think it was 1981 when inflation hit almost 9%. And we just heard the other day, right now it's running at 9.1.
That was back in June, I think, published sometime in June, being a new 40-year high.
Yeah, so you deal with it. You know, it might mean that you don't go out to eat quite as often. Might mean that you don't go out to the most expensive restaurant to eat. Maybe you go to a more moderate restaurant. It depends on how early you've started and how well you've saved and where your money is. You know, if you have to look up all the time and say, well, am I losing money or making money? You might not have as easy a time planning as if you could say, you know, I know my money is growing, and I know exactly how much I'm going to have depending on when I start to turn my income on. That's one of the beautiful things our clients know. I can tell a client at any given time, once they've entered into one of our strategies, what their annual income is going to be for the rest of their life. And it will be that same monthly figure for the rest of their life. It's not like Social Security. Social Security is great, but when one of you dies, one of those checks goes away. So with our strategies, when one of you dies, the other one just continues the income for their entire life.
You've piqued the curiosity now, so I'll repeat those numbers again. If folks would like to call for a complimentary strategy session with Relax and Retire Financial Services, those numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
And, you know, here's something that you asked me a minute ago. Should people be looking at their statements? You absolutely should. And here's something new that some of you are going to start seeing. I don't know exactly when it'll show up on your statement, but because of the SECURE Act, employers or administrators of 401ks are now required to show a projected income level at different times in your life.
Well, Gary, how do you talk with people about those projections to help alleviate some of their concerns?
Well, the first thing I'll say is it guaranteed? You know, if I'm going to take a certain amount of money out of a certain stock account or savings account, do I know that that amount of money is going to be there every time I take it out? And can I continue doing that? Will I run out of money? In some places, yeah, you're going to run out depending on what your return is. The old rule is based on some return assumptions. You can take 4% out per year and never run out of money. Well, that's being challenged by economists all over the place right now. They're adjusting that down closer to a little more than 3%. So they can't get, so in many of those, you're not guaranteed what you'll pull out. I can guarantee you what you're going to pull out every month, and it'll be there for the rest of your life.
Gary, if you're offering this guarantee, will I be taking part of the stock market's volatility?
No, because we specialize in market in things that do not subject you to market risks. When you're young, the market is fine. You know, if you're in your 30s, yes, I'm going to tell you to put some of your money in the market, put some of it in different places. I'm going to tell you to take some of your money and start paying your debts down as early as you can. But when you're in your 70s, you can't afford, and it's because of longevity, you can't afford a downturn. Think of people today. You know, in the last 3 months, the stock market has been down about 30%. Now, if you're taking money out right now, and you're taking it out from an account that's already down 30%, you're being able to project how long that's going to last. First of all, you got to make that back up to get back to the dollar figure that you thought you'd be able to withdraw on. So it's important the older you get to be less risky and to find something that has more of a guarantee in it. And I'm not guaranteeing it. The carriers we represent will give guarantees that they will have a certain income for every month or every quarter, however you want to take it, for the rest of your life.
That has got to lead to some peace of mind. So we encourage folks to call to learn more about that. With Relax and Retire Financial Services, take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session simply by calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Because we can't control everything. You know, we can't control the fact that our fuel costs this year are 40% higher than they were last year. Eventually, we hope they go back down. But, you know, that's where we are today. You know, we were paying $2 and something a gallon for gas this time last year. Now it's still up over $4. But if you're retired and you're on a set income, that means you're going to have to pinch some pennies somewhere else, pinch some dollars somewhere else, just to be able to cover some of your basic needs. You know, housing, transportation, food. Those are things that don't go away when you retire.
Well, Gary, I want to go back to, you know, you were talking about having guaranteed income, and you were talking about how the SECURE Act was making sure that some of the employers were offering that into retirement packages for some people's plans.
Yeah, it'll be on everybody's statement eventually.
And projections and on statements. So we're talking about guaranteed income, and if you've been a regular listener of our show, you know that we've been talking about this for years and how smart it is to have that portion somewhere in your portfolio, something that you can fall back on that doesn't take that risk. So let's go back to looking at the 401k statements, Gary, because for some people who haven't noticed this recently, 401ks are tied to the stock market. I mean, if you're looking at that statement, if you are having that moment to open up that envelope and look at it, you know, you might see that the volatility in the recent months might have changed your account balance dramatically. You know, being that the second quarter in 2022 was one of the worst on record for stocks, but it was even more worse for bonds since they lost market value with the rise of the interest rates. Now, I'm not going to get too far into that because that's not my specialty about that. But what kind of conversations are we having now to help people? Because we've seen a lot of people come in And they've been asking us, and we've been helping secure the money that they have in their 401k because they just don't want to lose anymore.
And I think the first question we ask, and this is an uncomfortable question, is how much are you willing to lose? Are you willing to lose 10% before you start getting a little bit uncomfortable? Would 20% loss make you feel uncomfortable? How uncomfortable would you be if you pulled out your statement after you haven't read it a couple of months and you're down 30%? I'd say most people are going to say, hey, if I'm down 30%, and that's where I've got all my money, and this is the other thing we commonly hear, this is all the money I have for the rest of my life. I can't afford to lose it. Well, if you can't afford to lose it, you need to put it somewhere where you can be assured that you're not going to lose it, that the money you put aside is always going to be that much until, of course, when you start taking it out. When you start taking money out of anything, you know, the value is going to go down because you're using the money that you've put away for 30 years.
There are options, which is why we encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services to delve into those options. Simply pick up the phone for a complimentary consultation or seats to an upcoming seminar, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, we talk about retirement. Retirement is different for different age groups. You know, my parents' retirement is way different than what I'm thinking about for my retirement. You know, one thing my parents believed, based on some historical assumptions, was that when they retired, they're going to be in a lower tax bracket. They're going to pay lower taxes when they retire. Well, if you think that, let me give you an example. Let's say you're in your 40s right now. Do you think your tax rate is going to be lower when you retire? I got a little secret to share with you. I'm a baby boomer. You know, we talked about the baby boomers early in the show. And there are 10,000 of us signing up for Social Security and Medicare every day. And that number is going to continue to grow somewhere towards 2030. So that is putting an incredible burden on the federal government to pay the benefits that they've guaranteed us they're going to pay. They're tweaking Social Security. You know, they're raising the income level every year that you pay Social Security taxes on. You know, you don't pay Social Security taxes on every dollar you make. You pay it up to a certain level. If you'd like these numbers, give us a call. I've got a tax reference guide that is provided by one of our carriers, and it can show you those kind of numbers. But you pay into Social Security up to a certain income level. Well, when Social Security started, 9 people were putting in for every 1 person taking out. Today, that ratio is down to 2-1. So there's almost as many people taking out as you have putting in. Well, there's twice as many taking out as you have putting in. So taxes in the future are most likely going to be a lot higher than what they are right now. So part of a strategy, depending on how early you start, is to look for ways that you can reduce your tax burden when you do get to that point where you say, hey, I'm ready to retire. Because if your tax rate goes from 20% to 30%, well, you're going to have less money because Uncle Sam is going to get his share. Most of us put our money in tax-deferred accounts. We were encouraged to do that when pension plans started getting too expensive for employers. We moved to what we called 401ks and IRAs, where we're responsible for making the investment decisions and we're responsible for contributing the money in there. So when you look at an account like that, yes, you want to put money in a tax-deferred account so the year that you contribute, your gross taxable income is lower, and the money that you contribute is growing tax-free. But don't ever forget that Uncle Sam is your partner forever in a tax-deferred account. And we've said this before, our taxes are printed in ink, but they're written in pencil. And Congress can change our tax rates anytime, and they do. So part of a good plan to have the retirement that you want is to put some money in a tax-deferred account, but put some money in some sort of a tax-exempt account. Good example of that is a Roth.
So if you need help making a good plan, please pick up the phone and call. Take advantage of our offer with Relax and Retire Financial Services. Those numbers again, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
And toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Retirement planning should not be stressful. It should not be hard. It's like letting a baby walk. You know, a baby takes one step, and then you let him fall. And then he gets up, and he decides to take a couple steps next time. So when you start your retirement planning process, don't let it overwhelm you. Sit down with someone who's used to asking the questions and can help you find the simplest thing you can start doing daily, weekly, monthly, so that you're not eating that whole elephant all at one time. And that's what we help people do. We help them identify small changes that they can make depending on when you start. If you're starting to plan for retirement 2 years before you retire, you don't have as many options as someone who starts 30 years before they're ready to retire.
And Gary, while we can't take control of the state of the economy, we can help open up a conversation to help prevent things in retirement for your money to live off the rest of your life, to help cover some of your basic expenses, because we're just finding that there are just too many people who don't fully understand just how much their hard-earned savings could go away and how quickly it can disappear with the sharp rise of inflation, the increasing cost of health care, volatility, you know, and that's always something that's constant when you're dealing with the market. And the tax increases, we know those have got to be on the horizon somewhere, you know, and we find that all we're saying is that we just want you to understand the potential of taxes on your retirement, or if you're thinking about retirement. We want you to learn ways to help reduce or possibly eliminate your taxes altogether in retirement. This goes back to where Gary was talking about the Roths and how to minimize that and other strategies. Mm-hmm. And we also want you to know that there is a way to create an income strategy to help you in retirement so that it can last as long as you need it to last. Know what's out there. You have things out there available to you. We're available to you with no cost and no obligation to call us or to come in and see us. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. Even if it's just a general question, just give us a call. You know, start making that first step so that you don't have to cut back in retirement.
And as you get closer to retirement, don't forget, we didn't really touch on health care during this conversation today, but one of your most expensive costs in retirement is going to be your health care. If you're at or near 65, call us. We'll help you look at your Medicare options so that you can pick the best Medicare plan, whether that'll be a supplement or an Advantage plan. They're all types of different plans out here that fit individual needs, even plans if you have a lower income. There are plans out there that will help you to cover those health care costs. So give us a call and let us help you look at those too.
Very good, because that can be confusing as well.
It is. If you're used to looking at it every day, it's not confusing. If you're not used to looking at it every day, it's like looking at a roadmap if you don't know how to read the roadmap.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller. Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services. Those numbers again, 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station, Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.